Ever feel like you're looking into this really dense forest and you're just convinced it's full of monsters, obstacles you can't handle? And maybe that feeling has, held you back for a while. But what if, when the sun comes up, you see it wasn't monsters at all?
Right, but opportunities, strengths you didn't know you had.
Exactly. Hidden talents, paths to something better. That feeling of being stuck or maybe a bit broken, that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it, how many of us carry that feeling around, like something's fundamentally missing. And the material we looked at, it really explores this from, personal self-doubt right up to these huge global patterns.
Absolutely. And right at the core of it is this concept our sources are calling the hybrid code. Think of it like your internal operating system. It's this balance between your soul, that's your passion, creativity, intuition, the stuff that lights you up, right?
The inner spark.
And the circuit, that's your mind, your logic, how you learn, adapt.
Soul and circuit. I like that.
So our mission for this deep dive is basically figuring out how to switch this code on to understand that feeling broken isn't like permanent. It's more like having this amazing machine that just isn't activated yet.
That's a great way to put it, especially when you think about the sheer numbers. Mental well-being challenges. Nearly 1 billion people worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah, more than 1 in 8. So it's easy to feel like something's inherently wrong with us, but what these sources suggest is maybe it's not a flaw. Maybe it's just dormant potential we haven't tapped into.
Okay, so let's talk about that potential, this unseen power. The sources mention a kind of secret flame inside
Yeah,
everyone,
that creative core.
right? But fear and doubt, they can really smother it, can't they? Like a wet blanket.
Definitely.
But the good news, according to this, is that the ingredients we need, resilience, empathy, our unique talents, they're already there, part of us.
And if we link that back to the hybrid code,
Yeah.
the soul is the flame, the
Right.
passion, and the circuit, the mind. That's what helps you take that fire and actually do something with it. Learn, act.
Okay.
What's really interesting is how one part can feel quiet sometimes. Life happens, negative thoughts creep in,
Sure.
and they dim the light. But the sources are pretty clear.
Yeah.
The flame itself, it's rarely out. It just needs the right conditions to flare up again.
Yeah.
And the mind, that's a key tool for creating those conditions.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me. The research says something like 95% of our brain activity is unconscious.
95%. It's huge.
Yeah, we're basically running on autopilot most of the time. But the exciting part is even tiny conscious shifts can actually ripple through that whole unconscious system.
Exactly. And think about the number of thoughts we have, like 60,000 a day.
60,000. Wow.
I get this, 95% of those are just repeats from yesterday.
Seriously. That's kind of depressing if they're negative.
Well, yeah. If your mental playlist is just reruns, often including those, limiting patterns from childhood, what the sources call old code.
Old code.
Okay. Then even just small, deliberate edits in your conscious thoughts can make a big difference over time. They're not truths. They're just programs, deeply ingrained ones.
So how do we start editing, rewriting that code?
Well, the first step, according to this, is awareness. Spotting those limiting beliefs.
Like the I'm not good enough voice.
Exactly. Or I don't have time. I don't have money. I'm unlovable. What if I fail? All those
Yeah,
classics.
I know those.
And the sources point out a lot of these core beliefs actually get locked in really early, often by age 7.
Seven. That young.
Yeah, often not based on current reality,
Right.
right? It might be a kid's understanding or something difficult that just got repeated and stuck.
Like old software running in the background.
Precisely. But the key thing is code can be rewritten.
Okay, so how? What are the practical steps?
First, challenge them directly. When that thought pops up, ask, is this 100% true? Always. Then actively look for counter evidence. Anytime, big or small, that proves it wrong. Even a tiny past win helps.
Find the exception.
Exactly. Another technique is flipping negative statements into questions. Instead of, I'm not capable, try, what if I find out I am capable of more than I think?
Ah, so you're prompting your brain to look for positive answers.
Right, you're kind of nudging your internal search engine towards possibility.
Clever.
And finally, visualization. Really picturing your best self, feeling activated, and then setting a daily intention using that 5% conscious control.
Like today, I choose to believe in myself.
Something like that. Just a small conscious rudder to steer that big 95% unconscious ship.
Okay, that makes sense. It leads right into how these beliefs actually work, doesn't it?
It does. The sources use that analogy of beliefs as software programs in the subconscious.
Some helpful, some
no.
Not so much. Hindering you.
Exactly. And often running silently, totally unnoticed.
And they don't just appear, right? There's that chain reaction.
Mm-hmm. Words, internal self-talk, and spoken shape thoughts. Repeated thoughts become beliefs.
And beliefs drive actions.
Which create results. So yeah, that negative self-talk, it's literally writing bad code.
Okay, so breaking free. Step one is noticing. Becoming aware of those internal narratives.
Yes. Catching them in the act.
Yeah.
Like you mess up on something and that thought pops up. See, I always fail.
Hit the pause button right there.
Exactly. Then question it. Is that really true always? Play devil's advocate with yourself.
Look for the times you didn't fail. Gather that positive evidence.
Right. Remind yourself of times you overcame things. It weakens the belief's grip.
And then you reframe or reprogram.
Yeah. Actively replace the negative with something more constructive. Not I always mess up, but maybe, okay, I made a mistake. I'm learning. I'll do better.
Even if you don't fully believe it at first.
Especially then. The repetition helps build new pathways, like carving a new groove in your brain.
And those I am statements, using them daily.
Mm-hmm. I am capable. I am resilient. I am worthy. It helps set that new code. And sometimes, you know, the block is just lack of knowledge.
So if you think I can't do X.
Maybe taking an online course, learning about X, directly challenges that belief. Mm. Turns I can into I'm learning how.
Which taps into all those digital resources we have now.
Exactly. And getting an outside perspective helps too. A friend, a mentor, a coach.
Sometimes just saying it out loud makes you realize how irrational it sounds.
Totally. Or they reflect back strengths you're just not seeing in yourself.
You know, that global study the sources mentioned really hits home. Nearly half the people afraid to start a business.
Mm-hmm. Fear of failure.
Even when they saw the opportunities, it wasn't lack of ideas. It was that, what if I fail? Program running.
Yeah, it shows how powerful these beliefs are. So challenging them isn't just like positive thinking, it's real self-compassion.
Taking back control, recognizing you're the programmer.
Exactly, you're the architect of your own mind.
Which leads us perfectly into this idea of digital alchemy.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Right. The sources talk about how global connectivity is just unprecedented. Barriers are falling away.
Geography, background, less limiting than ever before.
And they compare the internet and tech to an alchemist's kit. Tools to transform small efforts into real value.
And digital empowerment isn't just scrolling, right? It's actively using tech to, boost your brain, earn money, connect.
Yeah, enhance your mind, earn income, find mentors, broadcast your purpose. And with, what, 2/3 of the world online now?
Roughly 5.4 billion people, yeah. That's incredible access to information, markets, learning.
Yeah.
If you have that connection.
We do need to acknowledge the digital divide, of course. Big difference between rich and poor countries.
Absolutely. Crucial point. Access isn't equal.
But the core message seems to be that the tools to start activating your code digitally are getting more accessible.
For sure. Like those free online education platforms.
Yeah.
Coursera, Khan Academy, YouTube.
You can learn almost anything, turning I can't into I'm learning how.
And online communities. Social media, great for finding mentors, getting feedback, finding your tribe, maybe.
Yeah, like artists on Instagram, entrepreneurs on LinkedIn.
Mm. And for earning income freelancing platforms, e-commerce. The sources even mention like farmers using apps to double their income.
Wow. And mobile payments in low-income areas helping start businesses. It bypasses old systems.
And don't forget remote work, the digital nomad boom. Over 40 million people now. That creates flexibility for growth.
Plus all the AI tools and productivity apps coming out, getting easier for everyone, not just techies.
That story about Jin Dafad, the Syrian refugee?
Yeah.
That was really powerful.
Yeah, using her coding skills to build that mental health app, Peace Therapist, for free.
And then tragically, during the earthquake last year, using social media to share the helpline, reaching thousands who needed it.
It's such a clear example of that hybrid code, right? Her compassion the soul, plus her tech skills the circuit. Making a real difference.
It really shows that these digital tools aren't just for the elite anymore. They offer real paths to control your finances, connections, impact.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The sources push us to think bigger than just money, right? To include mindset, how we design our lives.
Yeah, challenging that scarcity narrative that's so common around money.
It's tough, though, when you see the stats about the wealth gap. Richest 1% getting 2/3 of new wealth.
It's stark. And it can definitely feed that feeling of not enough to go around.
But the point the sources make is, those stats describe now, not forever.
Exactly. It's the current reality, not an inevitable destiny. One person's success doesn't have to mean another's failure.
So it's about shifting from scarcity thinking, fixed pie, to abundance thinking. Resources flow, we can learn to access them.
Right. And a huge piece of that is financial literacy. The stats on how many adults struggle with basic concepts.
Yeah, like half in the US and EU, 30% of Americans on compound interest.
It suggests it's not about raw intelligence, but more about activation, right? Mm-hmm. Lack of accessible education.
So how do we rewrite that wealth code?
Mindset first. Questioning the negative money thought. Instead of, I can't afford it, maybe, how could I afford it? Or what creative way is there?
Getting practical too. Budgeting, saving, even small amounts, using free apps.
Definitely. Building that foundation. And investing in yourself, learning skills like coding, marketing, languages, things that add value.
And starting small, like online crafts, tutoring, niche blogs. You don't need a fortune to begin.
No, absolutely not. And they even mentioned giving, the idea of karma. Sharing, even a little, can shift your mindset from lack to generosity.
That story of Anu Verma in the UK seems like a perfect example.
The childhood trauma survivor launched Victim to Victor with her savings and free digital tools.
Bootstrapping it, reinvesting small wins, shows it can be done without huge initial funding.
Totally. And it highlights that other key point.
Yeah.
Our worth isn't just our bank balance.
Right. Those intangible currencies, talents, kindness, ideas.
True wealth in this hybrid code view is where that inner stuff, confidence, knowledge, compassion, meets external resources like money and tech.
Which brings us nicely to emotional alchemy, turning wounds into wisdom.
Yeah, reframing past pain. Not letting it define you, but seeing it as a source of learning, of insight.
Not erasing it, but transforming it, like lead into gold.
Exactly. And again, look at the scale.
Yeah.
Nearly a billion people with mental health disorders, according to WHO. Anxiety, depression, grief. These are human responses.
Mm-hmm.
But the empowering angle is that these wounds can be integrated. They can even fuel your purpose.
Like Anu Verma using her experience to create Victim to Victor.
Or Jin Davad's personal need leading to Peace Therapist, which became so vital during the earthquake. Their struggles didn't break them. They ignited something.
So for listeners carrying emotional weight, what are some gentle starting points?
Naming it is powerful. Journaling, talking to someone trusted, just acknowledging the pain or fear.
Finding community too,
yeah.
Online or local.
Yes, that sense of belonging helps hugely. And considering therapy or counseling, seeing it as a tool for growth, not weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Also channeling emotions creatively, art, music, writing, prioritizing self-care, and eventually maybe forgiveness when ready. Releasing the past.
The idea is that wounds can become wisdom, building inner power.
Exactly. And there's that link the sources make. People with a strong sense of purpose actually have a lower risk of mortality.
Wow, 15% lower. So purpose and healing are really connected.
Deeply connected.
Yeah.
So it's about self-compassion, rest, growth, seeing setbacks as chances to get stronger.
Which leads us right into igniting that purpose, finding your North Star.
Yeah, that guiding light that aligns everything, your power, your pursuits, brings joy, momentum.
And it doesn't have to be saving the world, right? It's just
yeah.
What makes you feel alive. How can you serve in a way that feels right to you?
Precisely. It's personal.
So how do you find it? The sources suggest noticing what flow states when you lose track of time.
Mm-hmm. That's a big clue. Also asking deep questions. What problem really moves me? What would I give my life to solving? When do I feel most authentic?
Maybe experimenting, volunteering, trying meetups in areas that seem interesting.
Yeah, dipping your toe in. And reflecting on your own story. How can your experiences help others? Like Viktor Frankl's work.
Thinking about legacy too. Like what feeling do you want to leave behind?
All great starting points. And the examples are so varied that teacher in Kenya, the artist in Latin America, the teen creating an app,
purpose driving their actions, coding it into their lives.
And when you clarify that purpose, the sources say routines become rituals, challenges become meaningful quests.
It leads to more happiness, better health, resilience that's seen across countries.
Because it aligns your conscious goals with your subconscious drive. It's like you start attracting the right opportunities, the right people.
And one person finding their purpose can inspire others, right? That ripple effect.
Absolutely. It's contagious in the best way.
Which brings us to the final piece, crafting your legacy.
Mm-hmm. That echo you leave in the canyons of time. I love that phrase.
Me too. And it starts now, right? Not something you worry about when you're old. It's about living fully today.
And legacy isn't just money. It's influence, mentoring, community work. Often the heart-centered stuff lasts longest.
So how do we shape it now?
Living by your values, honesty, compassion, learning, sharing your stories, your lessons.
Building something, a business, art, a nonprofit.
Yeah. Mentoring others. Using tech to amplify your impact, sharing knowledge, recording stories.
Like Malala or Fred Rogers. They didn't start with huge resources, but their purpose-driven lives created incredible legacies.
Exactly. Their impact came from their values and actions.
And thinking about legacy now is empowering. Helps shift focus from short-term fears.
Definitely. It helps rewrite that limiting code by focusing on a longer-term vision. Ultimately, legacy is about all those acts of love, kindness, standing up for what's right.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, let's go back to that forest image. The sun's fully up now. That landscape of potential is clear. And the hybrid code reminds us, you were never broken.
Just undiscovered, waiting to be activated. Every experience, every challenge, part of your unique story.
Maybe you're feeling just a little flicker of that inner power stirring now.
We hope so. Nurture that. Give it attention. Let it grow.
Remember, you've got the map and the compass inside you. That hybrid code, courage, wisdom, purpose.
And as you ignite that code, you might find the world around you starts to light up too. Every step you take empowers others. Every barrier you break is inspiration.
You really do have the power to keep rewriting your story.
So walk on. With hope, with strength, with love. Your legacy of activation, it's already begun.